AM 560, The Answer. From the local youth hockey rink to the ultimate stage of professional ice hockey arenas, you are on the air with In the Crease and your host, Kenny McCutton, professional ice hockey skating and skills coach, bringing you into the arena and into the world of ice hockey. Brought to you by Coco 5, hydration and performance powered by all-natural coconut water and Garden Fresh Market, the world's best produce delivered fresh to their stores 7 days a week. And now, In the Crease. With your host, Kenny McCutton.
You are on the air and in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutton, the skating and skills coach for the Chicago Wolves Hockey Club. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for Imagine Dragons June 15th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit rosemont.com. Tonight's show is about one of the most beloved Blackhawks of all time, Keith Magnuson. I am so pleased to have his son, Kevin, in studio. Thank you very much, Kevin, for joining me.
Thank you for having me. This is quite an honor.
Anytime anyone ever came in contact with your dad, they had an amazing story. I think that's a sign of a great man.
It really is. Right after my dad passed away in December of 2003, Pat Foley had me on in between periods and just wanted to talk about my dad and show support for our family. And I mentioned to whoever was listening, if anyone ever has a story about my dad, if you see me, please tell it to me. Good, bad, or ugly. I want to hear about it. And it's amazing how many people heard me that night and will see me, whether at a Hawks game or just out in general, and recognize me for whatever reason. They'll tell me a story. And 99% of those stories are life-changing stories for that one person, that my dad took 15 minutes to really get to know them as a person. And that person felt like my father had known them for their entire lives and how much that affected them. So it is a great sign of what my dad did while he was on this earth and especially in the city. And he could not be more proud to have been a Chicago Blackhawk.
Well, even yourself and I just recently talked, and I shared some stories with you that that I haven't shared in a long time. And I know those meant a lot to you.
They definitely did. And it just, puts a smile on my face. And I tend to get goosebumps every time I'm talking about my dad, just because I know he's around and he's watching us. And I know he could not be happier with the direction that the team has gone in, and the way that they brought back the alumni and the support that the Rocky and John McDonough and Jay Blunk, all those guys have given the Alumni Association. And it's really special to be a part of the Blackhawks family.
When I even talked to past players, I was recently talking to Al Secord, and Al and I ended up talking about your dad for 15, 20 minutes.
And Al's, cut from the same cloth as my dad, and what a special heart and soul player like my dad was. And each generation after my father, those players that had that same drive and that passion and that heart, my dad especially reached out to those players and let them know that he was watching and that he was really proud of them. That that player was taking the importance of the crest on their jersey to the extreme, like my dad did.
Well, I think he learned something early from guys like Bobby Hull and Stan Mikita to give the time. I remember going to signings as a kid, as a 9 or 10 year old, and your dad was as big as Bobby Hull. I mean, to a 10 year old kid, the fiery redhead. I mean, you wanted to get his autograph and shake those big hands with the huge knuckles.
Exactly. And he loved all appearances, whether it was, baseball card or hockey card, type stop or, certain charity events. He loved being out in the public and, again, just relished every second that he was a professional.
In 1969, your father graduates from the University of Denver after winning an NCAA championship, straight to the Blackhawks, never sees a day in the minors.
Amazing, especially for back then. To make that jump was his goal. To accomplish it is a whole nother thing. And his agent at the time, Harvey Ottenbright, looked at the Blackhawks' record in 68 and 69, and they were in last place. and they had a great lineup, but they just could not pull it together for whatever reason. And Harvey said to my dad, they don't have someone that is willing to stick up for their skill players. And although you were a skill player in college, you're going to have to be ultra aggressive if you want to make this team.
And he schooled them off the ice with training.
Exactly. Exactly. And he trained boxing all summer long and just got a warrior mentality that if I'm going to make this team, I have to be a semi-crazy person. And my dad was willing to do that, willing to do anything to make that team and not only make it, but make the team have the success that they had their rookie year.
And they had to negotiate with Tommy Ivan early.
Yes.
That all worked out. He plays his first exhibition game in Toronto, has a fight against Mike Walton, scores a goal, and he becomes number one star of the game. Not a bad way to start.
It was not a bad way to start. And my dad scored 14 goals in his 11-year career. So one in exhibition doesn't count towards the total, but it got him that confidence. And his teammates knew that my dad was there and meant business in terms of sticking up for the skill guys and the smaller players. And my dad was willing to do anything.
You were talking about his talent in college. He was a two-time All-American. Played on a great team in 68-69 to win that championship. That team got inducted into the Hall as far as University of Denver's Hall of Fame, the whole team, because it was such a great team.
Exactly, and that was a recent accolade that our family was involved with, along with Cliff Coral and his family, and Jim Wistie and his family. All three of those guys were eventual Blackhawks. And again, the 68-69 team was so special. And, DU is forever a big part of our family's life because, as my dad always said, without University of Denver, there is no Chicago Blackhawks. And so he always felt very close to the university.
You being a player's agent today, you're going to find this very interesting. I read this the other day in a Hockey Illustrated from 1970. It came from Billy Ray. This is early in your dad's rookie year. It says, you never can be sure that a kid who comes in with a college degree really is serious about playing the game. Besides, a kid who plays hockey in college, even a good college like Denver, is at a disadvantage. If he's dedicated, he can make up for it. How times have changed.
That's a great quote, and it has changed. And college hockey seems to be closing the gap with the CHL each year. Both are great routes. Obviously, I'm biased towards the college route, but the CHL has really stepped up their game in terms of following through with education packages and setting up players that don't make the pros for afterlife. So it's a good competition between two totally different routes. But that quote is very apropos for times back then.
And the National Hockey League had such great ties to major junior hockey at that time that the college kid wasn't even thought of.
Exactly. And my dad, there was no way he would have received the opportunity to play with the Chicago Blackhawks if he did not get his education first. And that his parents stressed that. There was no way that he would be playing hockey without a college education. And when Murray Armstrong, the coach of DU at the time, came up to Saskatoon and met with my grandparents, they were sold on him. And, on a hope and a prayer,
yep,
the kid from Saskatoon goes down to Denver and never looks back.
Your father made such an impact immediately with the policeman's role, but the fans loved him right from the get-go. I mean, there's never been an entrance onto the ice, Kevin, like your father's. I mean, as a kid, if I was up in the second balcony looking down and seeing that number three come onto the ice and the fast little circles around the zone, whether it be warm-ups or the start of the game, was amazing.
Well, everyone in the building knew that it was game time and that my dad was ready to go, and he wanted to set the tone just in terms of the intensity of that game, and he did not follow it up during the game, and he wanted his teammates to know that he was jacked up and wanted to get the Chicago Stadium excited as well.
And the style was one of a kind. I mean, you just don't teach that style. A lot of blocking shots, putting his face in front of shots. I remember as a kid, Brad Park breaking his jaw with a slap shot. I was only a 9 or 10 year old for that. But I mean, skated with a very bow-legged style. And it was very funny on faceoffs how he'd get ready as his knees would quiver before the drop of the puck. And, I mean, the passion was amazing.
No, it really was. He was, you know, played with reckless abandon. And, you know, he liked to say that his corners were his office.
And they were.
And he didn't lose many battles in the corner. And, you know, people don't think of him as an all-star player because of his style of play. But he was... made two all-star teams that he was so proud of because he could actually play the game. Along with being a tough guy, he could really play the game, and you know, his plus-minus, you know, kind of showed that. So
we will be back celebrating the life of Keith Magnuson with his son Kevin after these messages.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. Trouble on the inbound Dan Ryan. There's a crash just before the circle blocking the left lane. Traffic is solid from the Stevenson. It's about 23 minutes up to downtown from 95th. As a result, the inbound Stevenson exit to the inbound Dan Ryan is also jammed. Inbound side of the Kennedy, it's tied from Madison to the circle. It's about 23 minutes to downtown from O'Hare. In Antioch, there's a water rescue on Lakeshore Drive north of Grass Lake. In Wonder Lake, a crash with injuries at Howe and Giant Oaks. On the north side, earlier police activity at Dickens and Halstead. On the west side, fire at Warren and Kedzie. On the southwest side, an earlier fire at 23rd and Western. On the south side, police activity at 69th and Damon. Chicago weather, a balmy 75 degrees with a few clouds. Tonight, the low 65 with scattered showers. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Sean Hannity believes the Obamas know the legacy they'll leave.
I think the Obamas know the numbers that I know. I think they realize 93 million Americans are out of the labor force, a record.
I think they realize they've added nearly 20 million Americans to welfare and food stamps.
I think they realize that in terms of foreign policy, this president's in way over his head. I think they understand they have accumulated as much debt as every president before them combined, and that is a bad legacy.
The Sean Hannity Show, afternoons at 2, right before Joe Walsh at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-900-9385. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-900-9385. That's 1-800-900-9385. 1-800-900-9385.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutton. This portion of In the Crease is brought to you by a coconut water called Coco 5, all-natural coconut water developed by a team of professional NHL sports medicine experts. Coco 5 is your healthy hydration drink alternative. My guest for tonight is Kevin Magnuson. Kevin, I got to ask you this question. I mean, it's got to be a thrill every time you look up at the banner at the United Center and you see number 3 up there being shared with Pierre Palat.
An amazing, amazing accomplishment for both my dad and Pierre, and for Pierre to share that with our family. It just makes it so special, and our bond now after that evening and the weeks before, a guy that in Pierre that had such great accolades, multiple Norris trophies, just a Stanley Cup championship, and just the original number 3 defenseman. Mm-hmm. Such a special accomplishment for both men.
Your father, while playing, held a job early with 7-Up. I believe as a sales rep, going out there and meeting people and shaking hands, and I'm sure they enjoyed meeting a Blackhawk at that time, because that kind of thing is not happening today. He felt that was important for a player to do something else just beyond the game.
Exactly, and he was a man behind his years in terms of making the most of his summers, in terms of, first of all, giving back charity-wise. But secondly, knowing that he didn't know what his career was going to end up being. Was he going to play 11 years or 15 years mm-hmm. or 5 years? But he knew one day he would not be in hockey. And he took on a job and was behind the desk and was making sales calls as a defenseman in the summertime, which is unheard of today. But when he was done coaching in 1982, he walked into a job at 7-Up and never looked back, and ended up being a vice president of Coca-Cola one day, that he was so proud of that accomplishment on the same plane as being an NHL defenseman, because he worked his butt off in the summers where a lot of his teammates were golfing or messing around and, you know, whatever they were doing. They just didn't have that focus, and it was really set up by, again, the University of Denver education.
I feel players today, even at the American Hockey League level, even when you're home for a week for practice, you ask a player, what are you doing today? Well, I'm having lunch. I'm going to go watch TV. I just don't get it. There's so much opportunity, especially in a city like Chicago. An American Hockey League player to be living here is amazing. I mean, they're not making the same amount of money, so why not try knocking on doors and try another job, because it's definitely not going to last forever.
Exactly. And people in the community, if a young man has a good head on their shoulders and is playing professional hockey, who wouldn't want to be around that young man and mentor him or give him some experience, real world experience outside of hockey, so when he does hang him up, he's ready to do something with his life that is worthwhile.
And today, the alumni, the Blackhawk alumni, is second to none. An old saying from Jack Fitzsimmons, a very special man, that helped start it with Dale Talon, Stan Mikita, Cliff Coral, your dad. Cliff being the president today, and running things with Reggie Kerr. I mean, it is second to none, but that was so important for your father.
It really was. And when that group of guys got together and talked about players helping players, that was their mantra. So that when players were done playing and they stayed in the city of Chicago or wherever they ended up, they would have connections and be able to step into jobs that they had to earn their way to the top, but to have opportunities of employment with community leaders was so important to my dad because of the opportunity that my dad got, in the early 70s.
I mean, I can understand it's a very demanding schedule, and there's a lot of guys that look at it like, if I'm making millions of dollars, I don't need that job. But in the long run, yes, the money may be there, but you need a little sanity, too. You've got to get out there and do something.
Exactly. Quality of life post-hockey is just, to get up every morning and have a purpose.
Yep.
It means a lot. And, Dan Carcillo recently came out with a video after we lost our good friend Steve Monador. There was two issues that Dan talked about. One is concussions and awareness of that, but also preparation of the player via the NHL and the NHLPA to provide vehicles for players to have jobs, to have interests outside of hockey, so that they can step into something that worthwhile once their playing days are over.
And it's amazing that we're talking about that in 2015, that those avenues are really not there in any sport.
Exactly, and that's a point that Dan has made across the four major sports, that he wants us to go across four major sports there should be programs in place for guys when they have their downtime, and there is a lot of downtime for a professional hockey player, that these guys make the most of that time. At least give them that opportunity. And right now there are zero opportunities presented by the NHLPA and the NHL collectively.
I think the game of hockey produces a lot of proud men, too, that are not asking for it, but I think we've got to recognize it. And that part is so important, that alumni are strong. I heard Philadelphia's is very, very strong. And without the alumni helping these players today, a lot of them would be in a jam.
I totally agree, and there's nothing that makes me more happy than going to the annual Blackhawk alumni luncheon and to see a lot of my dad's former teammates and guys that he played with having unbelievable jobs in the city and thriving. And to think that my dad had just a little bit, and my dad and the alumni just had a little bit to do with that success outside of hockey, puts a smile on my face, and I know my dad is ecstatic to see it.
Let's talk about one of your father's greatest friends, Cliff Coral. They were best of friends when they grew up at 10 years old in Saskatoon. They played their college hockey together, played their pro hockey together, coached together, and then were part of the alumni. My gosh, that's a bond.
It's a
40-plus years worth.
40-plus years, and they would joke that people would call them Cleef. They combined Cliff and Keith by accident, just because, two totally different personalities. But the way they interacted and the bond that they had and the way that they loved each other like brothers, you can't reproduce that.
Cliff said your father could not pass up any charitable event, whether it was for kids or senior citizens. That was his legacy.
It really is, and it's something that I've tried to take on myself, as has my sister Molly and my mom. Special Olympics is really dear to us. Special Olympics Chicago, the Lou Malnati's Cancer Research Fund is something that my sister really took over from my dad. And I feel an onus, not just because of my dad, but because it's the right thing to do, to give back. The most important thing you can give people is your time.
For sure.
And it's worth more than money. To help those less fortunate out in any way possible is something that my dad taught me and my mom instilled in us as well.
So with these charitable events, your father's name is still out there heavily in Chicago.
It's amazing how heavy it is still. And just 3 weeks ago at the Special Olympics opening ceremonies, the Keith Magnuson Spirit Award is given annually to the top school voted on a board of people. And to be up there in Soldier Field and to see that award given is just amazing.
Well, it's all a sign of what he gave during his days as a player and out of the game, too. I mean, the handshakes and the hugs and all the above, it goes on forever.
Exactly. And it's, like you said, it's a legacy that I'm so proud to represent, and I know my sister and my mom are too, and we miss him every day, but we know he's around.
These are my words, Kevin. Words like passion, dedication, heart, guts. Leadership is how I describe your father in every way. He was a true captain.
He really was, and when he was awarded the C his last 4 years, he took that and was so proud, and I know his teammates knew that there was no better person to have that letter, but he never took it for granted, and it didn't change him as a person, but he just was so proud to be recognized as a leader, and he was going to lead by example, and that's what he did.
Yeah, and the 10 or 11 years that he was playing there, that career was shortened because of the way he played. Without a helmet, fighting all the time the way he did, blocking shots. You can only ask that out of players today that are, that have terrific equipment and are wearing a helmet. He was doing it without.
Exactly. It was a different time and a different era, but again, he was a very proud warrior.
You have been listening to In the Crease Hockey Radio on AM 560, The Answer.
Hey, Dave, did you hear about that story?
What story? Was it on Facebook?
No. Come on, everybody's talking about it. I can't believe you don't know what I'm talking about.
Was it on TV? Twitter? Where did you hear about it?
It was on AM 560, The Answer. I heard it on the radio.
Hear about it before everyone else. AM radio. Hear about it on AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio. I'm Steve Rappaport. Heavy rain and deadly flash floods pounding Texas and Oklahoma.
In Wimberley, southwest of Austin, emergency management officials say hundreds of homes have been destroyed. In Oklahoma, crews are conducting water rescues. And in nearby Claremore, the body of Captain Jason Farley was recovered early Sunday. Officials say the firefighter was performing a water rescue when he was swept away and drowned.
Fox's Kyle Rothenberg, one person also drowned in Texas. A bomb squad destroying a pressure cooker found in a suspicious vehicle left unattended near the Capitol building on Sunday.
Law enforcement sources tell me that even though they don't believe there was anything nefarious behind this, and the story with the pressure cooker being associated with the food truck, they do continue to investigate. Out of an abundance of caution.
Fox's Chad Pergram, Capitol Police arresting the vehicle's owner. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. On the inbound Dan Ryan, there's a crash before the circle blocking the left lane, and traffic is solid from the Stevenson. It's about 22 minutes up to downtown from 95th on the inbound Ryan. And as a result, the inbound Stevenson exit to the inbound Dan Ryan is jammed. Inbound on the Kennedy, it's tied from Madison to the circle. It's about 24 minutes to downtown from O'Hare. In Antioch, there's a water rescue on Lakeshore Drive north of Grass Lake. In Wheaton, they have a crash at Naperville and East Loop. In Elk Grove Village, a crash with entrapment at Cypress and Jefferson. In Wonder Lake, they have an accident with injuries at Howe and Giant Oaks. And in Elmhurst, an earlier crash at Villette and Arlington. Chicago weather currently 75 degrees with a few clouds overnight. The low 65 with scattered showers. Tomorrow, the high 86. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-500-2260. That's 1-800-500-2260. 1-800-500-2260. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
AM 560, The Answer.
We have returned to In the Crease. I am Kenny McCudden, your host, and tonight's show is very special to me, sharing stories about number three, Keith Magnuson, with his son, Kevin. Kevin, what do you remember about being on the ice with your dad? I'm sure from your minor days to your college days, you got on the ice with him.
We did, and so I was first introduced to ice skating when I was 2.5 years old. I don't remember those early days, but we have plenty of pictures of me on the ice with my dad. And, you know, my favorite part was actually not on the ice, but when I was in high school and college, we spent a lot of time in the summer training outside, and just the two of us.
Wow.
And a lot of sweaty days, a lot of combative afternoons, all with good intentions. And we always ended it with a handshake and a hug.
Wow.
And he always told me that he loved me and that he was proud of me. And that's what I remember the most. And I remember when I was finally done playing minor pro hockey, I called my dad and he broke down on the phone.
Hmm.
I said, "Dad, why do you say?" He goes, "I'm going to miss our summers together. Training with you." He said, "You don't know how proud I am to see where you were and to where you ended up with, you know, just the road you took. I'm just so proud of you. And I know you didn't make it to the NHL, but man, you squeezed everything you could out of it." And I said, "Dad, that means," and then we were both crying together on the phone. So.
Yeah, you played a couple of years in the East Coast Hockey League,
yes,
there where you ended, and he was very, very proud of that. A great family man, wasn't he?
He was amazing, and that's, you know, people know that he was a great man in the community, charitable, but for all the time he spent helping others, he always had time for my sister and myself and my mom, and the fact that he rarely missed dinners at home. And he made it mandatory, you know, that we ate as much as possible as a family. That really set up the core that when he did leave us, my mom and sister and I are so tight today. But, you know, he laid that foundation. And so if we had screwy stuff going on at home, it just never was there. We just always knew at the end of the day we loved each other and we're going to disagree every once in a while. But he made us the family that we were.
I have a special moment playing 18 holes of golf with him at Kemper Lakes one time, and it was not even put together by the two of us. He came out by himself to play, and I happened to be on the first tee, and he drove up just to play himself, and we played 18 holes. And your father being so competitive as a hockey player, he was even competitive at golf. We got to the 18th hole. I had him by one, and I hit a nice shot in there, my second shot at Kemper, and I'm about 2 feet away, and I missed the putt to beat him by one, and your father looked at me, and he says, "You missed that on purpose." And I said, "Maggie, I would never miss any putt on purpose." I go, "I'm as competitive as you are in every way." And we wanted to play a sudden death hole. We never got that chance because it was dark.
Sure.
But that's one of my great stories beyond the game of hockey with your dad. But other memorable stories were obviously during his coaching days. He and Cliff together. His first year, I believe he was assistant with Eddie Johnston. And then his second year coaching, he was with Cliff and Cliff as an assistant. It was a team that was kind of running out of gas. It was a team that he couldn't get fired up, and that's a shame when a coach does have to fire up a team. It shouldn't happen that way.
Right. You know, the best teams fire themselves up internally with an occasional poke from the coach or the assistant coach. And, you know, it was just a tough scenario. Half the team were his former teammates.
That's right.
And half of those guys believed in him. The other half had different thoughts. And
yeah, the room was divided because I was around during that time. And the guys that were possibly against him were the guys that thought about, hey, okay, we were just playing with him, and now he's supposed to be our leader. Still not the way to look at it. He was chosen for that position, and he was a proud man to have that.
Exactly. And my dad, you know, because of his passion for winning and his competitiveness, he took every win and loss so personally as coach. And the fact that he could not do anything as a man on the ice to help the scenario. Just mentally was really, really draining on him and my mom. It was a tough year and a half for them, but one that he, you know, always looked back and said, you know what, I had a chance to be a head coach in the NHL for my team.
I used to watch him on the ice get fired up if there was an altercation in front and guys were maybe yelling at other players on the bench. He wanted to jump the bench, but one thing I really respected, he never yelled at that player. You would see where he was on the balls of his feet wanting to jump over a couple of players in front of him, but not once did he badmouth a player, and I think players respected him for that.
For sure, and he remembered what it was like to be a player, and so he respected the guys that could actually do something on the ice and would only take into account, you know, the players that he could have some say with.
The night he resigned, I was in the back room with Louis Varga, and I knew things weren't going well. And I was a young kid. I was probably 19 years old at the time, and my head is down buried. And he tapped me on the shoulder, and he goes, "Kenny, I want you to come into the room." And I think I've shared this story with you where he brought the three trainers in, Skip, Louis, and myself, and the team was in there, and he basically told them it was going to be his last period as a coach. And the following day or the following day after that, within 2 days, it was over with. But he manned up, and he told everybody in the room that he couldn't do any more for him.
Yep, and it was, again, a really tough situation because, for my dad to resign, that just wasn't in his DNA. But he wanted the team to do well, and that was the most important thing to him, and for him to step down, he felt like that was the right step.
We will return with Kevin Magnuson within the crease after this timeout.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. Traveling inbound on the Kennedy, it's heavy from Lake to the Circle, about 24 minutes going to downtown from O'Hare. On the inbound Dan Ryan, it's tied from 18th up to the Circle due to an earlier crash. It's about 20 minutes up to downtown from 95th. As a result of that delay, the inbound Stevenson exit to the inbound Dan Ryan is slow. In Wheaton, there's a crash at Naperville and East Loop, an earlier accident in Elmhurst at Villette and Arlington. In Elk Grove Village, they have a crash with Entrapment at Cypress and Jefferson. In Wonder Lake, an earlier accident with injuries at Howe and Giant Oaks. On the southwest side, report of a rollover at 51st and Kedzie. And on the west side, earlier fire activity at Warren and Kedzie. Chicago weather currently 75 degrees with a few clouds. Tonight, the low 65 with scattered showers. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often, you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand-named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster. And this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5. All-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-578-8532. That's 1-800-578-8532. Internationally recognized Arizona State University offers over 90 highly ranked online degree programs. From the very beginning, you're set up to succeed with top courses, success coaching, and academic advisors. Our students are ready to thrive throughout their lives, surrounded by a vast network of corporate partners and fellow alumni. Arizona State University. It's the education of a lifetime for a lifetime. Delivered to you.
Call 1-800-578-8532. That's 1-800-578-8532. 1-800-578-8532.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back on the ice, Within the Crease, your hockey radio show. This part of our program is brought to you by the Moore family at Garden Fresh Market. Choose from thousands of items that include your favorite name brands and the freshest hand-picked produce. Visit your local Garden Fresh Market and find out why Fresh is their middle name. My guest tonight is Kevin Magnuson, the son of Keith Magnuson. I want to go to a very, very tough time. December 15th, 2003, Rob Ramage, an ex-NHL player of 18 years, and your father were in Toronto when a fatal accident took the life of your dad at 56 years old. Life's never been the same.
It hasn't. It totally threw our family, the Blackhawk family, the city of Chicago, for a major, major loop. I miss him every day, and we miss him every day, and his laughter and his love. And, you know, it just was a very confusing time for us all as a family, you know, something so sudden. And, you know, we all, as a family, always told each other that we loved each other every time we talked on the phone. And so we all had that we know that my dad left this world knowing that we loved him and that a lot of people loved him. And I know he's amazed by the people that remember him so dearly, you know, now 11 years after he's been gone.
It changed the lives of three families. A woman in another car was seriously hurt. Rob Ramage was sentenced to 4 years. Is there forgiveness from the family?
100%. Rob and myself have become especially close. We speak, I would say, probably once every 2 weeks. He has taken the message of driving while impaired to many teams in the American League, the National Hockey League, the East Coast League, and organizations outside of hockey to spread the word that his decision-making caused one of his friends to pass away. And he calls me before every one of his talks and asks me, do I know anyone in this organization? Do I know anyone on this team? And, you know, that he needs my dad's support and he needs our support, and we always give it to him. And Rob Ramage is as fine of a man as my dad was, and I've learned that.
I was part of a discussion last year in prospect camp with the St. Louis Blues. Once I came off the ice, Rob Ramage introduced himself to me, and he told me that within 20 minutes, everybody was going to meet in this little auditorium, and he gave one of his speeches. And I mean this, Kevin, it probably was one of the most powerful speeches and heart-wrenching scenarios to be around. I mean, he came with a clear garbage bag with his jumpsuit in there. He came with his prison shoes, and he showed a short film of him as a captain, an all-star, a professional hockey player, riding that wave. And he showed that film for about 30 seconds and basically said, this is no longer the Rob Ramage, the hockey player. This is Rob Ramage. And he read out his ID number from prison and spoke about what he did and about your family. Powerful.
He's an amazing man to spread the word, to, if it affects and saves one life over the next however long Rob gives these speeches, then it's been worth it. And Rob, it could have very easily been my dad driving, and that's what I want people to know, that that's why one of the main reasons we've forgiven Rob is that it was just a bad decision on both of their parts, and it happened that Rob was driving. And so we have made amends, and I consider Rob a friend and a mentor to me.
I remember being in the back of the room looking at the 20 players in prospect camp, and, I mean, they didn't even blink. And the coaching staff that was in there, and I think there was some management in there from St. Louis. And when Rob was finished with the discussion, I told him about my relationship with yourself and your father, and he says, well, that just reminded me that I've got to call Kevin to let him know that I just had this conversation during prospect camp. But I'm telling you right now, I've shared the story with some players like Dave Feimster and Al Secord, people that I knew would want to hear about that presentation from Rob Ramage, and They were speechless because I basically gave them word for word.
I have not heard the talk. I don't know if I ever will. I think that would be very, very difficult for everyone involved. All I know is that I have never heard anyone walk away without being affected positively by Rob's message. And I'm just, again, I'm really proud of him having the guts to prepare like he does for those talks. And he takes every single one so, so seriously, and, you know, spreading a really powerful message.
Kevin, moving on, what do you do to honor your father today?
Well, I try to live my life as well as he did in terms of giving back. You know, he said life is all about showing up. And I you know, whether it's for a charity event or, you know, a funeral of a friend, you know, that's what life is all about. And like I said earlier, you know, your time is your most valuable thing. So that is how I try to honor my dad. Shortly after he passed away, I wore his watch every single day, and I would give it a kiss on the face and put my watch on. I kiss my watch every single day when I put my watch on. That's my my little, hey, Dad, I'm thinking of you and I love you.
When I sit across from you or I see you at the United Center from a distance walking, you just remind me so much of your dad, the hair, the face, the expression, and I almost feel like he's with us.
Well, thanks. I people mention that all the time, and I couldn't be prouder to look like him, and hopefully I can leave a similar legacy behind.
This has been In the Crease Hockey Radio with your host, Kenny McCudden. We will be right back.
Every day, this sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
According to Forbes magazine, Saudi Arabia's Prince Al Walid, with over $21 billion, is the 35th richest person in the world. Being a Saudi prince, you just naturally assume he inherited his money, which I'm sure is partly true. However, he made a lot of his money by investing in banking and financial services, hotels and hotel management companies, mass media, entertainment, retail, agriculture, petrochemicals, aviation technology, and real estate all over the world. He's making money off about anything people buy anywhere. You may not be a Saudi prince, but you can make money on about anything people buy almost anywhere by getting your free blue card. The Blue Card is a loyalty rewards card that not only gets you discounts on purchases, but up to 5% cash back on what you buy. If you refer someone to the Blue Card, you could earn money on what they buy. And if you refer the Blue Card to a business, you could earn on the purchases of anyone who uses the Blue Card in their store or almost anywhere.
To get your free Blue Card, go to BlueCardShopping.com. That's BlueCardShopping.com. BlueCardShopping.com.
AM 560, The Answer.
You have returned to In the Crease, your Sunday night hockey radio show. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for Imagine Dragons, June 15th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit rosemont.com. I am Kenny McCudden with my guest, Kevin Magnuson, discussing the life of Keith Magnuson. I want to read a few stats that are important for me to describe your father as a player. Whether he was a college player or pro player, he was inducted into the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame, selected on the All-Century College team, played 589 games, and tough games that they were, had 1,442 penalty minutes. Was on the cover of Sports Illustrated in 1970, which was great. I have an original, which I'm proud of in my office. He went to the finals twice in 71 and 73, and I knew that blew him away, losing against Montreal. Two-time All-Star in his career, which he was very proud of. Captained the Blackhawks for 4 years. Had his number retired in 2008. Also in 2014, inducted into the Saskatchewan Hall of Fame. Tell me about that.
What an amazing honor that we recently enjoyed last summer. My mom and sister and I flew up to Regina, and had a wonderful ceremony. And as we were going and sitting there and going, listening to the accolades of all the different recipients, I was thinking about Cliff Coral, and I said, there is no reason why Cliff Coral should not be here with my dad. And so I started working a little bit behind the scenes with his son, CJ, and I'm happy to say that Cliff is getting inducted this summer. So we're just really excited that they're connected again up in Saskatchewan.
Within a year.
Exactly.
Connected again. That's big. Kevin, I want to talk about what you are doing today. You graduated from DePaul University Law School. You're working with KO Sports today, representing players. A major question I have for you today, advising players, advising younger players. I kind of heard it earlier in the part of the show. You kind of steer towards college versus major junior. Is that correct?
Just because that is what I know, and that is what how I was brought up. And my dad gave so many accolades to the University of Denver and his college education that prepared him as a man and as an athlete for the rest of his life. And I feel like if you're a good enough player, they will find you. And why wouldn't you want to go and represent your school and work towards a degree and just enjoy the college atmosphere for as long as you can until the pro, the pro ranks come calling. I feel like that it's just a great way to try to achieve your dreams in hockey.
So you're handling the Midwest with clientele?
I am. So the Midwest is my region, and it's been so neat to see the Chicagoland hockey grow like it has over the last 11 years since I've been representing players, but I represent players from a lot of different states, but mostly Illinois and Michigan would be my top two.
What brought you quickly, you and Kurt Overhart, together?
Kurt represented a lot of my teammates at the University of Michigan. I'd never asked to represent me because he probably would have lost some money. But but I got to know him through Marty Turco and Brendan Morrison, and just is a wonderful man and has been in the business for 25 years, and I'm very lucky to be a part of his group.
And your dad would be proud of what you're doing today.
Well, thank you, and I think he would. We talked about it actually as my minor pro career was winding down. We talked about law school and potentially becoming an agent, and I followed through on both those things, and I know he's helping me guide me spiritually.
It was a delight having you, and I appreciate you making this show possible in every way. I have to say I loved your father. I mean, I used the word loved him. Probably number one in my all-time list as far as professional athlete I've ever met.
Well, thank you very much. I know you meant a lot to him, and I just, again, thanks for having me here, and it's been really nice to talk about my dad.
And may the chief live on with his name.
Well,
that's what
you.
I want to say.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I would like to thank my producer behind the glass, Debbie Schreiner, for always passing me the puck. I am Kenny McCudden. If you have questions about my hockey programs, contact me at icecompanyhockey.net. In the Crease will return next Sunday night at 11 p.m. Keep your head up and good night.
Most grocery stores lack that special.